Cork selector Owen O'Neill, it has to be kind of mixed emotions, to use a cliche, after that.
Absolutely. I suppose it's a start. You know, we wanted to have a performance. I think we got that. The other side of it is, I suppose, with a minute left, there was a point in the game and they went up and got a goal, in fairness to them. But we performed, but we're disappointed. You know, we're in the business of trying to win games, and we didn't do that. So overall, one side of it pleasing, the other side of it disappointing. So mixed bag today, really.
How is the dressing room? Because in the context of last week, as you said, it was much improved.
Yeah, no, the dressing room was disappointed. You know, we're here to win, as I said, and these guys are ambitious chaps. So, you know, they're disappointed in that regard. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have another big game now next week. We have to try and win that game next week. You know, that's just the reality of this league, and we have three games on the bounce here now. So today was a tough one. We played well. We dug in. We asked a lot of the lads this week, and in fairness, they did come out with a performance. Now the next step is to get that performance into a victory.
Now let's look at the game itself tonight. And in the first half, I suppose the game plan you employed, you were playing more defensively, but a run on a game that proved very well in 7 points up, like, it worked very well.
It did, yeah. You know, there was a bit of a breeze there as well, I suppose, and we did kick a couple of nice points from a bit of distance as well. And we just wanted to work harder, and when they came at us, you know, we should have a very strong running game. We tried to hold them up a bit higher up the field and just try and stop that running. And you know, it worked a lot. In fairness, they squeezed us a bit higher up the pitch, and we struggled to get a bit of kick out ball there for about 15 minutes, and they really pushed. But still, you know, there are positive aspects to that and there are negative aspects to it. But you know, we'll review the video now and we'll see what else we can learn and try and improve another bit for next week and try and get over the line.
Peter's two goals last week possibly overshadowed by that result, but we saw again tonight his threat in the box under the high ball.
Yeah, he did very well again on it. You know, he's a good player, and he's improving every time. And there's other aspects of the game now he'll have to improve on again another bit, but that's life. But he's playing under 21 championship now next week, so he's a heavy workload. In fairness to him, he was released for us today, so you know, we're grateful for that. But good for him. But again, I suppose just a little bit disappointing we didn't get over the line. He was unlucky in the second half after we hit the post. Yeah. So you know, he's getting into threatening spots, and you know, we're creating chances. Another day that would have went in, it could have been a different game. We could have won the match, you know. So it's a thin line.
I think a lot of people, though, you know, really were fearful for you after last week. But do you think, you know, that'll do a lot for you psychologically, that you were that close to Dublin and you can perform and you know, when you get, I suppose, the heads right?
Yeah, once we're ready and we're tuned in and everything, this team is an awful lot of talent, and you consider the amount of guys that we have to come back into this as well. You know, we're not that badly off at all. But again, you have to be up for it on this level. You can see, as we saw last week, if you're off any bit, you're beaten, and that's it's tough. But you know, we have to take the positives out of it, you know. And in fairness, that week that just went past, we just walked our ass off. Excuse my French, but that's all they did. And that's they got a bit of a better performance out of it today. They were hurting. We were all hurting, you know. We were proud of representing Cork, and we just want to keep that going.
Did you do a lot of talking this week in the soul searching collectively?
You know, to be honest with you, we early in the week we just put it to bed. We discussed it, put it to bed, and just moved on. You know, and we asked a lot of the lads in terms of training last week for the few days that we did have them, and they came up trumps. But that's this group; they're incredible like that. They really give it everything. There's nothing that we can ask them. And in fairness to them, they did that, and we got, you know, we got a performance out of it. But again, we have to do that again on next week and a bit more probably.
Cork's Kevin O'Driscoll, how do you feel after that?
Well, obviously we're disappointed. You know, anytime you come to Croke Park, you're looking for a win. I suppose after last week, we all know it wasn't good enough, and we need a reaction this week. I suppose we got it in the first half, and then go out in the second half. You know, we came up looking to win, go out in the second half, we were in a good position, and we left a slip. You know, we think we've learnt a lot. First 10 minutes there, second half, we dropped a couple of balls short. You know, you can't do that against Dublin, especially up here. You know, if we'd taken our chances, we could have maybe been able to close the door a bit earlier, but they didn't go over, and you know, lesson learned, and we'll move on from here.
But you were employing a game plan, a defensive system that was always going to be difficult to sustain because there was so much running involved in your counterplay.
Yeah, I suppose there is, but you know, it's early in the year. We've only 8 or 9 pitch sessions done. You know, that'll come. It's only March. So I think, you know, it's just something we can work on going forward in the year. You know, fitness levels are going to be coming up, and it'll be easier to implement that kind of a game system. I suppose maybe the last 15-20 minutes there, it kind of wore us down a bit, but like I said, lesson learned going forward. Next week there's a huge game now, and we're going to have to look for a win at home.
I know the result is disappointing, Kevin, but to bounce back performance wise like that tonight against the All-Ireland champions after last week, like, how important is that?
Yeah, it was hugely important. I suppose there was a lot of questions asked after last weekend, and rightly so. To lose like that at home just isn't acceptable in a Cork jersey. And so we know the talent is within the group. We sat down during the week, we had a long hard look at ourselves, and we looked at where it went wrong, and I suppose coming up we just knew we had to react, and I suppose we did. But people on the outside might think that might not be sure about that, but we know within the panel that the talent is there. It was just to get the heads right and to react, and I suppose that's a positive from tonight. But we were coming up here looking for a win. I know people might think that that's not what we were doing, we were just looking to react, but we came for the win, so we are disappointed with the result.
Well, I think that's important to hear, Kevin, because where you could have thought, oh, we'll get a response, we probably won't get the win, that's a defeatist attitude too, but it's, I won't say good, but it's positive to hear almost that you're disappointed.
Yeah, sure, you're bound to be disappointed, you know.
But you weren't settling for, you know, no. we can lose to Dublin by 4 points, and that's not enough.
No, like putting in performance is only a token gesture. Like any time you come up here, you want a victory. But like I said, we knew that we can come here and win. We learned a few lessons from tonight. You know, it's early in the year yet, and I think going forward, you know, we're in a good place now. Just get a couple of wins.
And we have to shut the door now on that Roscommon game.
Exactly, that's in the past, done.
Pather Healy, Cork manager, there are just two ways of looking at this match, and the first is solely in the context of tonight's 70 minutes, makes it disappointing.
What's disappointing? I felt that we had an opportunity to win. We had an opportunity to take the 2 points. An exceptionally good first half performance. Dublin are very strong in the third quarter, and we knew that. But we had opportunities to score, and we didn't take them at the start of the second half. I suppose then the discipline at the back would have cost us 7, 8, 9 scoreable frees that we gave away. But what I liked about Cork is even when they went down the 2 points, they still went for it. And we got them back to level. And the game was in the balance. We should have kicked on and won it. And we didn't. And you'd have to give Dublin credit for that. And that comes from winning all Ireland's national leagues. And to be fair to Dublin, they'd kick on. What more can I say?
I know, but the game you were playing was always going to take an awful lot out of you in the first half, and it'd be difficult to sustain for 70 minutes.
It would, for sure. But that's the game we came with, that's the game plan
with. And it worked very well in the first half.
It did, and it was working the second half. If we only took the scoreable chances that we got in the start of the second half, but we didn't, and Dublin showed more composure than we did. And they drew the fouls and they took the scores, and I suppose really that's the difference between that we came back and we levelled, and I suppose that's the difference between winning and losing. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't take our opportunities, they took the scoreable frees, and that's it really.
Yeah, but as I said, there's two ways of looking at this in the context of last week and after last week's very disappointing defeat for you. There was a lot of positives tonight then, Pather.
There was, and things like, say, Peter Kehler walking his socks off, Conway, Kerrigan, Kevin O'Driscoll, like they worked their socks off there tonight. It was great to see that attitude by the boys there on that pitch tonight. Just a shame they didn't get 2 points.
I know, and that's what makes it disappointing too, because they obviously hurt an awful lot this week and bounced back tonight.
They did indeed, but like that, we have to put that now, part that now, and it's Monaghan next Sunday, and it's 3 championship matches now, just the end of Division 1. And that's where we're at now at the moment, and next Sunday now is that we have to raise the bar again for next Sunday.
This will be my last reference to Roscommon, but it's quite positive that, I don't mean to say it's positive, but it's good in a way that you're so disappointed with tonight's defeat, because if you weren't, you'd be kind of saying, sure, they're happy to lose because they performed well.
No, not this crowd. No, they're not happy with that at all. And I wouldn't expect it either.
Dublin manager Gerard Cunningham, the only pleased Cork man in the house tonight, I'd say.
Yeah, sure. You know, so you'd have to be happy from our point of view tonight with the result. You know, we played good stuff, you know, for some parts of it. Like, we started very poorly, like we were 4-1 down, you know, looking all at sea for a bit. Like, and then I think we kind of settled into the game. We got 6 or 7 scores in the first half. The goals obviously were crucial. I think that they built our confidence, like, from to push it on. But remember, we were in this position last year as well, like in Northern Park. So I suppose it was easier to give that message that we were able to keep the focus for the second half, like, you know. And I think, you know, we kept our work rate up in the second half, finished poorly in the end, some sloppy goals given away in the end, which I wouldn't be too happy with, like, but things to work on for as well for the future.
But you mentioned the crucial goals, each and every one of them very well taken. You exposed the space that the Cork defence gave you.
Yeah, we did. We kind of turned over a few balls, and, you know, we've been working hard on different things. So again, we took it on, and when the lads saw the opportunity, they went for the juggler, and you know, goals in hurling are crucial, and they have a big part to play. So it just gave us a bit of breathing space, and they were great for us.
Yeah, you must commiserate with your former colleagues there in the opposing sideline.
Absolutely, you know, no, it's you know, I've been there. I was this time last year. I was here as well. Like when you don't get a performance, and when things don't go away your way. But again, you know, games have come thick and fast. Like, you know what I mean? That's three games done. They still have two games to go. So we look forward to going to Waterford next Sunday and see where we go.
Cork selector Pat Ryan, how do you respond to that?
Ah, look, obviously very disappointing. Look, you know, Dublin were very good indeed. Very disappointing result on our behalf, and very disappointing performance. But look, we can't hide from that, you know. But just to get back on the field and man up to it, you know.
What disappoints you most?
I suppose, look, the effort, the work rate, the performance. I suppose all of those things, you know. I suppose looking, there's a collective responsibility of both players and management and everybody involved. And look, it just wasn't good enough on the night. And look, in fairness, Dublin, I thought Dublin played very well, worked very hard, and moved the ball very well, and we're just a good bit over us tonight.
Why, Pat? Why do you think?
I don't know, really. Like, I suppose, look, I suppose the fact just didn't try hard enough, really. Didn't warm up for it. And look, at the end of the day, look, all hurling games are all contact sports, really. It's about who wants it most, and you have to win the fight first. And we just didn't win the fight, and then their hurling got on top of us.
Yeah, they opened you up defensively there, especially that 5 minute spell where they got three goals.
Yeah, they did. They opened us up, and look, we'll just have to look at the video and try and correct it. Look, and obviously, look, this is obviously start of the season and the whole lot, you know. But look, as I said, look, it's just not a good enough performance, and just got good enough work rate for fans who come all the way from Dublin to watch us, you know. Look, we'd be very disappointed for them, and very disappointed as well in ourselves.
And how are they kind of responding in there? Like, what's the sense?
Look, obviously, anytime we play as poorly as that, we're always very disappointed, like, you know. But look, what you need now is a reaction, like, you know. That's what we hope we'll get from the lads going forward.
But because it's the third game, the third loss, and the third performance below the par we know Cork can meet, is that the most disappointing aspect, that you haven't been able to get a response game on game?
Yeah, well, I suppose after the Waterford game, we felt we played a bit better that night, you know, but still not good enough where we wanted to play, you know. But look, today was a retrospect, or a backstep again, you know. So look, we'll have to look at it. Are we doing different things wrong in the field? Are we doing things wrong in our training and our approach and stuff like that, you know? But look, we'll sit down over the next couple of days and have a really good hard look at it.
Is this the game that's going to make you kind of wonder, or is there something wrong with what we're doing?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, this is a watershed moment, really. Look, though, I think, in fairness, look, there's no sugarcoating it, you know. We were probably blown away in it, you know. But look, in fairness, I thought a lot of our players who came on played very well, you know, which is a good sign, you know. I thought Stephen Murphy, for young fella, making his debut with the Cork, I thought he was excellent in the second half, you know, and above in Crow Park, and maybe didn't get enough protection, but he showed what you need to play with Cork, and that's a want and a drive, you know, and he showed an abundance.
I suppose the game had gone to that stage that he cleared the bench and gave guys a bit of game time, and you know, there was a better spread of scorers in the second half, even if Dublin kind of took their foot off the pedal.
Yeah, but look we can't really credit ourselves too much in the second half. I suppose, look, as a team, you know, just look at maybe one or two individual performances of the fellas who played well, you know. I thought in fairness, Brian Lawton worked very hard for the whole 70 minutes. I thought he's probably our best player over the 70 minutes, you know. He worked fierce hard, you know. But look, disappointing, isn't it? And we'll just have to move on.
And Pat, we can see already there's a fair bit of response even to our own stuff online. People very unhappy with it. The criticism will come thick and fast, I'd say, this week to you.
Yeah, but sure, look, I'll be honest, if you're going to listen to criticism, you're bait already, you know. Look, we have to believe in what we're doing and change things that we don't think are working well, and keep the things that are working right, you know. But look, at the end of the day, we're in charge with Tassie getting Cork hurling back on the map, you know. Look, we haven't been successful in the last couple of years. I haven't been successful really since 2005, last All-Ireland we won. So look, we know where we are. Players know where we are. We need to work harder, you know.
So would you appeal to those critics for patience?
No, look, I'll be honest, I'm not going to appeal to anyone for patience. Look, in fairness, look, I've been a fan as well. I've been a player, a fan, I know I've been involved as a selector. And look, in fairness, people pay their good money to come up here, don't I? Look, criticise the team. But look, the one thing I would say is that, look, it's not from want of effort from the players or the management team. And look, we must, look, I suppose, we're the people that are tasked to sort it out. And look, we'll have to sort it out, because, look, it's not good enough. We want the Cork hurling team to be performing a lot better than that, you know.